AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Thousands of people in San Bernardino, California held a candlelight vigil last night to remember the 14 people who were killed and 21 injured by a Muslim couple who burst into a holiday party at a social services center and opened fire with assault rifles. Despite the carnage, the mayor says his community will not be defeated.
This tragedy will not paralyze us. Keep us from moving forward or growing closer together.
While the FBI attempts to determine a motive for the mass shooting, the president says there are two possibilities.
It is possible that this was terrorist-related, but we don't know. It's also possible that this was workplace-related.
2 weeks ago, one of the victims had a heated on-the-job discussion about Islam with Syed Farouk, who, along with his wife, were killed in a police shootout. But Jennifer Thalassinos does not think her husband Nicholas was targeted by Farouk.
I think he knew about his trip to Saudi Arabia, but it was never like, oh, we're going to have a big argument because you're Muslim and I'm Messianic Jew.
If you missed Thursday night football, you missed a real barn burner. Down 20-0 in the third quarter, the Green Bay Packers stormed back and beat the Detroit Lions 27-23 on a Hail Mary pass from quarterback Aaron Rodgers to tight end Richard Rodgers with no time left on the clock.
I felt good about the throw, getting to the end zone. And I knew by the height that I put on it that we were going to have a chance to have some guys around it.
The winning catch came as a birthday present for number 12. He was celebrating his 32nd birthday. This is AP Radio News. The top Republican on Capitol Hill says the GOP must offer ideas to counter what the Obama administration wants.
In what was billed as his first major speech since becoming Speaker, Paul Ryan said Republicans have to go beyond just trying to undo Obama administration policies and must instead offer conservative alternatives.
Even if he won't sign them into law, we will put out specific proposals and give the people a real choice.
He mentioned cutting taxes, making the tax code simpler, and reforming the military. But the most urgent, he said, is to offer a replacement for the health care law, and he promised Republicans would unveil an alternative next year. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Last night, the Senate ignored a veto threat and passed a bill repealing the president's health care law. The bill would also halt federal payments to Planned Parenthood. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.